It's Amy's Table, a girl's guide to living with Amy Tobin on Q102. Pull up a chair and join us.
Dr. Gary Chapman is the author of the book, The Five Love Languages, The Secret to Love That Lasts. And I've got to tell you, we've had a lot of relationship experts on the show, and each and every one of them has recommended this book. So we're excited that Dr. Chapman is joining us today. Welcome to Amy's Table.
Well, thank you, Amy. It's good to be with you.
Well, five languages. This is a lot to learn. And it's not really five languages. It's five ways of communicating. Or tell us a bit about the book.
Yeah, it's built on the concept that what makes one person feel loved doesn't make another person feel loved. And in a marriage, almost never does a husband and wife have the same language. And he's speaking his language, thinking he's loving her, and she's not getting it. Or vice versa. So what I discovered was that there are fundamentally five ways that we receive love on an emotional level, and I call them the five love languages. And you have to learn your spouse's love language if you want them to feel loved. It's just a simple concept.
So a little bit, it's just a failure to connect. It's like someone's talking at 6 feet and someone else is talking at 6.5 feet, and those two messages just pass, even though they're well-intended.
Yeah, for example, let's say that his language is words of affirmation, that what he really wants to hear from his wife are affirming words. And when he hears that, he feels loved. So what does he do by nature? He expresses his love to her in words of affirmation. He's saying to her, I love you. You look nice in that outfit. Really appreciate what you did. And if that's not her language, let's say her language is acts of service, he's giving her words. It won't be long till she will say to him, you know, you say, I love you, but if you really love me, why don't you do something to help me?
Yes.
You know, and he's blown away because in his mind, he has been loving her effectively, but in her mind, she's not getting it.
And vice versa, if she's doing special little things for him, but not taking the time to tell him how much she loves him.
Yeah.
Same thing. She would be confused. Well, you know, it seems like it's pretty easy to understand once you take the time to learn what, I guess, first, your own love language is, and then secondly, what your spouse or partner's is. So how do you figure that out?
Well, the simple way would be to go online and take the free quiz, fivelovelanguages.com.
And there is a quiz. You answer the questions, and it'll give you your results.
What your love language is.
And I
encourage you to have your spouse do the same.
I was going to say, don't take the test on behalf of your spouse.
No.
Let them answer.
No, they have to answer their own question.
Don't tell them their love language.
But here's another way. Observe your spouse. What do they typically do for others? If they're always giving others affirming words, then probably that's what they want. If they're always patting people on the back or giving people hugs, then physical touch is probably their love language. So observe their behavior. Secondly, what does your spouse complain about? If they say, we don't ever spend any time together, they're telling you that quality time is their language and they're not getting it from you. Or if you go on a business trip and come home and they say to you, you didn't bring me anything? They're telling you, gifts is my language, you know, I thought you would think about me. So listen to their complaints. And then thirdly, what do they request most often? If they're saying to you periodically, could we take a walk after dinner? Or you think we could go out to eat on Thursday night? Or could we get a weekend away? They're asking you for quality time. So listen to what they request of you. And if you put those three things together, observing their behavior, what do they complain about, what do they request, pretty easy to figure out their love language.
Oh, it makes such perfect sense when you say it, and it's just taking the time to observe. If you're just joining us, we're speaking with Dr. Gary Chapman. He's the author of The Five Love Languages, The Secret to Love That Lasts, and you can go to his website and take the quiz to find out your love language or the love language of your partner as well. So you pay attention, you hear what they're complaining about, what they're asking for. How much does it take? Do you have to totally change your life and your relationship? Or just small acts in the language of the right language do the trick?
Well, for some people, it'll be a huge effort because they haven't received that language. They don't know how to speak that language. For example, I have a lot of men say to me, my wife tells me her language is words of affirmation, but I'm going to be honest with you, it's hard for me to get words out. I didn't receive words growing up, and it's hard for me to say, you look nice, I love you. You know, he did it when he was in love, you know, but he came down off the high and he went back to normal.
Yeah.
So it's going to take some effort on his part to learn how to do that.
Yeah.
And some people will say to me, you know, physical touch, ooh, that doesn't come natural for me. I didn't grow up in a touchy-feely family. So now I found out my spouse's language is physical touch. Wow, that's hard. But you have to take, you know, small steps. I just say, you know, put your hands together and then imagine putting them around your spouse, you know, and then do it.
Yeah.
And the second time is easier and the third time is easier. So the good news is all of these languages can be learned. It takes effort for some people, but they can all be learned. And if you want to be successful in your marriage, you want your spouse genuinely to feel loved, then it's worth the effort.
Definitely.
To learn to speak that language.
Definitely. Is it possible that, you know, I mean, when I think of the five languages being words of affirmation, quality time, receiving gifts, acts of service, and physical touch, I imagine that with the exception of, I guess I could see physical touch, but most people would love a little bit of all of the languages, wouldn't they? It sort of sounds to me like the pieces of a great relationship.
Yeah, we can receive love in all five languages, but if you don't give heavy doses of the primary love language, they will not feel loved, even though you're speaking some of the other languages.
Got
it. If you speak their language, then sprinkle in the other four, you get extra credit.
There you go. You move to the head of the class. Well, one of the things that you mentioned in the book, it's chapter 12, is loving the unlovely. Now, talk a bit about that.
Well, this is probably the most difficult challenge. If you're married to someone who is not loving you, maybe you even tell them your love language, and they still aren't loving you. They still aren't speaking it. And instead, what you get from them is criticism and condemnation. Well, it's very difficult to love that person, but it's the most powerful thing you can do for them to speak their love language, no matter how they're treating you, because they need love as much as you need love. And when you start speaking love in a language that they understand emotionally, something happens inside of them, and they begin to warm up to you. And they're far more likely then to respond to one of your requests because they're getting love from you. It's the old idea that love stimulates love.
Yeah.
If we sit there and simply wait for the other person to start loving us, we may wait a lifetime in vain. But if we reach out and consistently speak their language, we are creating a positive emotional climate inside of them. And when they start reciprocating, the marriage turns around.
You know, I have to tell you, Dr. Chapman, speaking with you today, I completely understand why so many of the guests on my show that deal with relationships have recommended your book. This is great, approachable, doable, understandable advice for couples. And again, the book is The Five Love Languages, The Secret to Love That Lasts by Dr. Gary Chapman. And tell us that website one more time so we can all go take the quiz.
Yes, it's fivelovelanguages.com. You can spell out the word five or just use the number five, fivelovelanguages.com.
And of course, you've written so many other books as well, this same idea for singles and apologizing, and it's just a lot of books and a lot of great information. So check it all out, and I will put your information on amystable.com as well. Dr. Chapman, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure to speak with you.
Well, thank you, Amy. It's good to chat with you, and you keep up the good work.
Stick around for another helping from Amy's Table on Q102.
Q! It's Amy's Table with Amy Tolman. Yeah. Q102.